International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 8. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Acts 20:28. The Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the Church of God, which He obtained through His own blood. 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from every sin. The Greek word translated obtained in Acts 20:28 also means acquired or purchased. God obtained the church by paying the price of His own blood. The phrase His own blood in verse 28 is very unusual. God is God, He is not a man or a creature. How, then, can God, the Creator, have blood? Prior to incarnation, God certainly did not have blood, and He could not have died for us. Through incarnation, our God, the Creator, the Eternal One, Jehovah, became mingled with man. As a result, He was no longer only God, He became a God-man. As the God-man, He surely had blood and was able to die for us. Today's reading. When the God-man died on the cross, He died not only as man but also as God. The one who died on the cross was the one who had been conceived of God and born with God. Because He was a God-man, the very element of God was in Him. The divine element was mingled with His humanity. The conception and birth of the Lord Jesus was God's incarnation, constituted of the divine essence added to the human essence, hence, producing the God-man of two natures, divinity and humanity. Through this, God joined Himself to humanity that He might be manifested in the flesh and might be the Savior who died and shed His blood for us. The blood that has redeemed fallen human beings is the blood of Jesus, the Son of God. As human beings, we need genuine human blood for our redemption. Because He was a man, the Lord Jesus could fulfill this requirement. As a man, He shed human blood to redeem fallen human beings. The Lord is also the Son of God, even God Himself. Therefore, with His blood there is the element of eternity, and this element ensures the eternal efficacy of His blood. Therefore, as a man, He had genuine human blood, and as God, He has the element that gives to His blood eternal efficacy. In 1 John 1:7, the name Jesus denotes the Lord's humanity, which was needed for the shedding of the redeeming blood, and the title His Son denotes the Lord's divinity, which is needed for the eternal efficacy of the redeeming blood. Thus, the blood of Jesus His Son indicates that this blood is the proper blood of a genuine man for redeeming God's fallen creatures, with the divine surety for its eternal efficacy, an efficacy which is all-prevailing in space and everlasting in time. The blood the Lord shed on the cross was not only the blood of Jesus, it was also the blood of the Son of God. For this reason, the redemption accomplished by the God-man, by the one mingled with God, is eternal. If the redemption accomplished on the cross was accomplished merely by a man, that redemption could not be eternally effective. Since a man is limited, a particular man cannot die for millions of others. However, although man is limited, God is not limited. Likewise, although man is temporal, God is eternal. Therefore, in Christ's redemption there is the eternal and unlimited element of God. This is the reason that in Hebrews 9:12 this redemption is called an eternal redemption. We need to see that the blood shed by the Lord Jesus on the cross is eternal blood. It is the blood not merely of a man but of a man mingled with the divine element. Hence, this blood, the blood of Jesus, the Son of God, is eternal. In Acts 20:28, Paul had the boldness to speak of this blood as being God's own blood. This is the end of today's morning revival.